Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. Wow. There is no better sign you're living in a third world than, hey, let's ration electricity. They've done it with water before, and I'll get into that because there's a bunch of people that I'll get into that. Black Lives Matter protesters and agitators try to harass a black McDonald's manager, and he ain't having none of it. I give a shout out to that guy. He ain't backing down. Black Lives Matter people go up to a couple and they say, F-12, F the white people, and F the people that built this country. Because the people that built this country built it on slavery. Slavery never existed until America. And slavery has been around forever, and the Republicans weren't slave owners. It was the Democrats that were slave people. Mark Zuckerberg, nothing illegitimate about an election taking longer than it should take. Yeah, additional days, weeks, whatever. I'll get into that. You know, all they're trying to do is the establishment media, because like this Atlantic newspaper, whatever, they're coming out. Oh, we've got tons of stuff where Trump is. Okay, this Trump, do me a favor. To that Atlantic newspaper, show us proof. I want to actually hear Trump in his own words in front of the mic in the Rose Garden saying, these stupid servicemen and women, they're a joke. I want to hear actual physical. I don't want to hear, well, we have a source who said that his source told us that this guy's source said that. Now we got another release in the anonymous sources. Oh, yeah. I'll get into all that. San Francisco State University is scheduled to host a lecture by terrorist Leanna Cunningham later this month. Paris. You expect anything from a third world country? They're rationing electricity. Now they're going to do this. Nearly one out of the 10 ruling papers fail California standards for cannabis product purity. Concerned? Up your paper quality to avoid cellulose. In Colorado, they had pre-filled vape pens with, like, THC, like vape pens pre-filled. And, like, a bunch of them, they never flushed the plants. So there was pesticides and all kinds of stuff in there, and they were calling all this. Also, Manchester United, the latest on the transfer window and everything. So thank you so much for tuning in. Exodus 14:14. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Think about that as you're going through your day today. Yeah, just stay calm, folks. That's what it is. Stay calm. It's funny because when I have people I know, medical professionals, who do not believe in the masks at all. They're a joke. If you go back to 2013 and 2015 and all these, there are actual websites that will show you ways to prove if your mask is real. Do you have a real mask? Like, is it really protecting you like they claim it does? And a lot of it's like construction stuff. Like, okay, is this really taking out these particles? Are you really, you know, if you're inhaling, if you're doing all this stuff, this is to keep these deadly toxins that are put into the air and stuff so you're not breathing them. Like, once they get dispersed into the air, they're at a parts per million that it's not going to matter. But like up close, when you're working in a confined, yeah, you want to wear these masks. And they show like if you can blow out like a match, a candle, then they're no good. If they should be able to hold water. It's all these different things. Now, I've watched these videos recently where these people, and I'm going to prove to you that whole notion that if you can blow a candle out with your mask, that doesn't mean anything. All this nonsense where they're trying to take all this stuff because all these people that are getting these masks, you can blow out a candle. They're like nothing, they don't pass any of these tests that show if a mask works. Since all these tests come back negative, yeah, I can blow the candle. I can do this. It's not. That doesn't mean anything. And when you have doctors come out and say hydroxychloroquine works, oh, you actually believe that person? Well, how many patients has Dr. Fauci treated for COVID-19? When has he been in a hospital treating COVID patients? This person has. She's using it. It works. Oh, yeah, he was at a Washington Nationals game without a mask on because he didn't think people were watching him. And there were tons and tons of video and photos taken of him without a mask on. But you should be wearing a mask in public. Nancy Pelosi walks around, goes, gets her hair cut. She would have had her mask on if she would have known she was being filmed. Sorry if you got exposed for your hypocrisy. You can't do this. You can't go anywhere, do anything, but I can. Really? That's the problem. Masks don't do shit. This is a respiratory disease. Look at Sweden. No lockdown, no nothing. They are having virtually no issues compared, but then they're not shoving it down their throats. They're not like, okay, they're not like in America where people are getting letters like 6 months ago, oh, yeah, your husband died of COVID. And I don't, and we're trying to, I'm trying to look into more further to see if these people actually get, I mean, I can, if they truly, but that's what they, okay. But if they tested him before they brought him into the hospital 6 months ago and they tested positive, that's not what killed him, don't label him as that. Now, I think some of them, they're wondering like, well, what the heck? My wife's been dead. How all of a sudden, now is she all of a sudden? Some of them, I feel like they, like the test, like they got something saying that they're dead, their loved one just tested positive. One of them, it sounded like, he got a positive test result for her when she's been dead. So how can she test positive now when she's been dead for 6 months? Another one looks like back in the day they might have tested her or him and it came back positive, but they never said anything. And now they're labeling it as a positive death, even though there's so much I want to get into. So just an amazing, that Bible quote, don't forget it, folks. God's fighting for you every day. Get out of the way and let him work. But that's the problem. You have these people, masks don't work. Now I'm seeing websites, all these websites that show, this say you can prove if a mask is real. Now there are videos coming out, oh, that doesn't really mean anything. Just because you can blow air through them, just because I can blow out a candle, doesn't mean anything, whatever. You need to look at the damn hypocrisy. You need to look at all these politicians doing whatever the heck they want to do, but you can't do anything. Nancy Pelosi goes to a hair salon? You can't do that. Well, I guess you can. See, this, I hope, is waking people up to the hypocrisies that, that couple in Missouri, they can't protect their house, but, oh, I can protect mine. You ain't going to protest and, oh, yeah, you're going to go to jail if you protest on my property. No, we're not going to church. See, okay, to all the churches out there and anyone that goes to church, you're not having Sunday service. You're having Sunday protests. You need to get into your church and, no, we're having a protest. Yeah, we're protesting social justice in here. Maybe if businesses would say, we're protesting social justice, maybe they'll be allowed to go into the store. What are you doing? We're opening our store. Because if we open up our store, opening up a business and getting back to work is fighting social justice. Maybe. So you're going to oppress us? We're fighting social justice by getting out and working and doing our jobs. Maybe they can keep their doors open. Because protesting social justice and rioting and burning buildings, they don't care about that, but you try to go to work and make a living for your family so you don't have to rely on the government, and guess what? Oops. Can't do that, sir. You're under arrest for actually trying to have a job and work and help make Trump's America great. Maybe if Black Lives Matter tried to... I think everyone that's involved in Black Lives Matter needs to become a cop. Enlist them in the military or something. Because if you think the cops are all bad, well, then change them. Make it better. Be that cop. Go to the academy. Become a police officer and be that police officer you want in your community. 71... What was it? 7 fatally killed and 51 shot in Lightfoot, Chicago. Remember, I think 27 was the last time they had a conservative elected, and I think since 31, they've had nothing but Democratic leaders in Chicago. Same thing with Baltimore, 50-some years, 53 years, I think it is, they've had nothing but Democrats, and it's a bleep hole. You have Nancy Pelosi blaming Reagan, blaming the first Bush, blaming the second Bush, and now he's blaming Trump. What has she done? Now there's a new Biden campaign ad that came out that said, he's going to do so after 47 years, he's going to make change. All these people have been in Congress since the 80s and 70s. Why haven't they done anything? They've been trying to get some sort of border wall. Why haven't they had a border wall? I just want to know what would have been like if Donald J. Trump would have ran as a Democrat. Not changing anything he said or done. He still put up the wall because Democrats wanted the wall. We're going to take Obamacare and make it better. We're not going to get rid of it. We're going to make it better. We're going to get rid of the mandate. Wonder what they would have done. Everyone's blaming, and now Trump's saying, I hate when they cut and paste stuff. I remember there was an article from Breitbart, and it was like, this guy cannot fly the American flag. And people were outraged. I'm like, read the article, folks. Read the article. The Homeowners Association does not allow them to fly any flag. It doesn't matter what it is. They don't want flags, period. Nothing. They don't want a flag. They don't. It doesn't matter what it is. That's because people think like, I can fly any flag I want to, but the nation flag, no. Well, I think you should be able to fly a nation flag no matter what, but it's not like they could fly the American flag. It's not like they could fly any flag in the world, but the American flag they couldn't. And there's so much misleading. I remember watching this Glenn Beck when he was on Fox News. I'm like, man, that was a great one. And then I think I was watching MSNBC either that night or I think it was the next night. And they had clips from the whole episode I saw. And if you watch the whole, 47 minutes that Glenn Beck's on the telly minus the commercials, you're like, spot on. Wow. That's scary what he was able to show and produce. If you watch the video that MSNBC cut and pasted, you would think he was a cuckoo, like he doesn't know anything. And that's the thing. I hate when people, they share videos and it's all cut and pasted. Let me hear 100% the whole context of what he said. But there are still people that post. I need to look this up because the fake reverend, what is he? Because last I knew, when Obama was president, he owed 16 million in back taxes. They weren't coming after him. And I've known people that owed 5,000 and they're garnishing their wages and taking confiscating stuff, and that's my mom's urn. Well, don't matter. You owe us money. Black Lives Matter agitators harass a black McDonald's manager in Pittsburgh, and he don't take it. He stands his ground. McDonald's needs to get that man a raise. These black people don't know what oppression really is. Talk to my neighbor who escaped from Cuba. Talk to the people that come here from Iran, that come here from other countries. We don't take in half of the world's refugees every year because America stinks. But you have these idiot kids that don't know anything. Communism will come here. We will have communism. No. Are you that stupid? It's like I love that Charlie Kirk. This guy's basically limit it, not eliminate the freedom of speech, but you know, like regulate it, kind of. Like, what do you mean? Because you disagree with me, I shouldn't be able to do my conversation because you disagree with me, but I'm offended. Like this one lady that she's like, Charlie Kirk does something about sexual abuse or whatever. And he states facts that back what he's claiming. And this lady's going nuts. Where's the cops? I can't, how'd you let him? She's like going, I'm about to piss my pants. I'm about to spit out my coffee. Right? I'm like, I just want to go to that girl. Like, if there's something on TV that you don't like that offends you, or you're like, how dare that? Like, there was supposedly a Netflix thing coming out where it was going to have, like young girls that were, they were sexualizing young little girls. You can't sit there. No, if you're going to watch it too, I want to see what this actually shows, because this is furious. I want to document what actually is going, so that when I complain, I can say, hey, it had this and this. You know, it may not be the easiest thing to watch. If that guy offends you, leave. Like the officer said, what's keeping you here? You came up to him. He didn't come to you. You came up to him and you started your BS. No one. You know, these people try to antagonize this black McDonald's manager, and he don't have nothing. He ain't nothing of it. Man, if that elderly couple would have sat, if they would have done that when I was there, that I'd have been, I'd be going behind those Black Lives Matter people and I'd start praying for them. What? They start yelling me? I'm praying for you. Well, I'm still going to pray for you. You can, if you want to sit there and torch this building, whatever, I'm going to pray for you. You can do whatever you want to. I don't care. I'll pray for you, but. You know, I mean, if you have to burn down a building to, I don't know, to whatever, you do whatever you need to do, because I'm going to pray for you. I remember moving on a couple years ago, they showed like these houses in like California that, okay, they had like water restrictions in California. And with these water restrictions, they had like, okay, this swimming pool has like a year's worth of water, like, how can this person, okay, yeah, I'm supposed to restrict my water usage, but that pool is like a year's worth of water. They showed all these mansions, you know, and all this stuff, but now they're going to regulate. The mayor of Los Angeles told residents to unplug their appliances, shut off their air conditioners, and turn off their fans after 3 p.m., Mayor of L.A., it is almost 3 p.m. Time to turn off major appliances, set thermostats to 78 degrees, use a fan instead, turn off excess lights, and unplug any appliances you're not using. And I bet you he's not doing that. And I bet you $1 million. He's got his air conditioning set at 68. Now, we've had, like, very, very massive, we've had, like, days where, okay, like, here's a day where it's so hot that, like, people are using so much electricity that they just, you know, try to do the, you know, because you have power out of it. But it's not like a, it's never been a governor coming, okay, it's 3 o'clock now, you need to do this, like a daily thing. You know, but I mean, come on. But then you see these, and I guarantee you, it's like Al Gore. We got to stop global warming, but I use 10 times the electricity is, you know, I use more electricity in 1 month than most people use in a year in one of my houses. That makes sense, right? That makes a lot of sense. See, that's why I love Trump, because he's shoving the hypocrisy in, and people don't know what to do. What's fun is somebody goes, like someone like, well, Joe Biden needs, is that, they told me, is Trump going to condemn the riots Joe Biden has? I'm like, when did he start doing that? He hasn't condemned them at all. When did he start condemning the riots? And I'm like, serious, like when these, what? Because there are people that think that, like, Biden has all of a sudden been condemning, like, no, Joe Biden hasn't been condemning the riots. Not at all. Now all of a sudden that, see, that's the problem. Since they couldn't get rid of them, they've tried Russia collusion hoax. They tried to claim some stripper he had sex with. They did illegal crap to get FISA warrants to intrusively spy on Trump to try to find out anything they can on him. So if there's, then when they had the impeachment hearings, they had nothing on him except for abuse of power, which they could claim on every president could be accused of abuse of power with the crap they came up with. Do I keep going? Russia collusion, Russia hoax, this. Oh, then when people don't buy this COVID-19 crap, and people aren't buying it, they're like, oh, crap, let's start rioting. Then when the people aren't blaming the riots on Trump, then they're, let me see here. Oh, yeah, we have a source who told us from an anonymous source who told him another anonymous source said that Trump said stuff derogatory to the troops, the very man that increased their wages, increased their budget, gave them the VA choice so that they can go to any hospital they want to if they can't get into a VA. He's made sure that the people at the VA are held accountable, and if they're not, they're fired. The man who is standing up for our vets, and, oh, we have anonymous sources that say that Trump said this. We don't have proof of it. We just have anonymous sources. Wow. That's why you have Joe Biden as a candidate, because you spent the last 3.5 years trying to get Trump out of office. Maybe instead of trying to bash Trump, take that energy and make America better and help out, just maybe. See, people aren't buying this. People are sitting there saying, okay, yep, I live in Seattle. The governor ain't doing nothing to fix this. Trump's tried to help us, but he's refusing Trump's help. So Trump's like, fine, you don't want my help? I'm offering the help. You don't want it? Great. When this country trashes, good. I just want to know why. Since they're going to have since NFL players are having the name of a sexual predator, a sexual assault predator, not the victim, not the person that was sexually assaulted, the one that did the sexually assaulting on their helmet. Is anyone from the NFL, are they going to put like a Jared on their helmet or Jerry Sandusky? You know, I mean, since they're supporting a sexual predator, and they're standing behind not only a sexual predator, but a someone that has battery. Yeah, yes, battery charges. If they're going to stand behind and support that guy, why don't they have like Jared from Subway on there too? And Jerry Sandusky, and why don't we just give them a bunch of names of like child predators, and you know, I want to see someone put Bill Clinton on their helmet. But this is the Democratic Party. Like on that Charlie Kirk thing, this guy was kind of like, well, you know, and I don't want to. No, you don't hear me. Yeah, we hear you. You just want like someone like a conservative like me to be told what to do and where to go and to shut up. But you have people, and Charlie Kirk, the guy goes, well, what if, yeah, wait till what, yeah, so what happens when what you say is considered hate speech? Because like we need to just ban hate speech. Well, what determines hate speech? Because then you're going to get to the point where, yeah, if you do not, what happens when people don't agree with you? And you have the viewpoint you do right now, buddy, and the government says that's hate speech, you can't say it. It's only fun and games right now because you're everything you're telling me, you're against what I'm saying, so you're okay to shut me down because you're against what I'm saying, but wait till what you believe and stand for gets shut down and people try to censor your viewpoint. I mean, Democrats in Seattle try to ban Christians from worshiping because they closed this park down. So they called and God intervened and they went out in the streets and they had protest of worship. See, they need to just go to their churches and, come promote social injustice on Sunday with us and have protests of worship. Come on in. You want to end social justice? Get saved and find the Lord. But they're trying to ban people from going to church in California and Seattle and these states, and they're finding ways to get around it. Okay, we're gonna like I said earlier, they need to do that. They need to take people and we're gonna protest. Yes, we're gonna protest social injustice by going to work and opening up our stores. What can they do? Is the mayor going to sit there and say, no, you can't open your store? Wait a minute, they're protesting. So if I believe that opening up my store and getting back to work is me fighting social injustice, then why can't you let me do it? Because since I'm open, I'm keeping local people employed, so we're not employing slave labor like in China. If you buy from me, you're not buying from slaves in other countries that are enslaved. I'm just saying. Support social injustice. Go to work. If you're against social injustice, open up your business and claim your protest and social injustice and see what happens. Because if you say you're just trying to provide a job for your family and income, nope, sorry. Think like they do. Think outside the box. They allow protests to happen. They allow... Well, Mark Zuckerberg's come out now as I move on. Nothing illegitimate about the elections. Taking days or even weeks, because I've heard this where there's a lot. Well, Trump's going to win on election night, but in like the weeks to follow, when all these ballots come in, when all the mail-in ballots start to flood in, Trump's going to lose. And there are people that are sounding like, wow, we just found another million Biden ballots. Wow, where did they come from? You know what? If you mail-in ballot, who knows who filled it out? Heck, they had a lady that went, I think it was in Louisiana, went to a primary. And when she put in the thing, I guess in some states, your primary is based on who you're registered as. So, like, if you're registered a Democrat, it automatically brings up, you don't get the choice at the voting booth. Like, if you're a registered Republican, and it automatically comes up with the Republicans you can vote for, the Democrats. I was one that said to me, I got a question, so what do I do if I'm an independent or a libertarian and I want to vote for both parties? I want this person. Like, if I had to choose between the two Republicans or this Democrat I think's a better candidate. Whatever the case may have you. You know, but there's a lot of states that, oh, you can mail in your ballot the day of the election up to, as long as it's postmarked the day of the election, you can. And I've met people from the post office that if we want that mail, oh, we can put the mail back through the sorting system and have it. If we want to postpone when you get the mail, we can do that. And if there's a Never Trumper, now I'm hoping the ballots are like a sealed ballot that's closed that you don't know who they voted for. So you can't sit there and look at that, okay, well, this thing is a, it should be something to where it's 100% sealed, that the only way that if you open it, it makes the thing invalid. But heck, they had from China, and they got busted in Illinois, like thousands, like tens of hundreds of thousands of like fake IDs that were people that they looked up and they were all registered to vote. And they were all fake. This is what I have a feeling of, and you can say whatever the hell, you can call me whatever you want, conspiracy. I feel like they figured out why Hillary lost in 2016, because they rigged it in 2016. They had people videotaped throwing away ballots and stuff of Trump. And they're going to try that, and I think they've spent under the table while we're all distracted with all this COVID-19 crap. They figured out how she lost. Like, they rigged the election for her to win, and she lost, and they figured out what went wrong, and they fixed it. I truly believe it. Because there's just too much going on right now with this impeachment and COVID-19 and all this crap. I feel like the government's trying to distract you to look over here while they steal from your... They're a magician. They want you to look in one direction. Well, that's why I'm trying to look in the other direction. I'm trying to, you know, like, let's get Nancy Pelosi caught without her mask on, because I feel like they want people to stir up about the mask and all these people not social distancing, not wearing masks. They're like politicians are telling you to do it because they want to deter you your direction away. Got about 25 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. I do have it's on my conversation page somewhere. There's PayPal links if you want to donate. Don't forget Kyle's Conversations on Facebook. I also you can follow me on Blog Talk. Listen to any of my old conversations. But I just feel like something just in the back of my head, and I hate to be wrong, and I've had a lot of things where I'm like, I've said stuff on this program, like, why wasn't Donald J. Trump against a wall 100%? Because Democrats were wanting a wall when he came into office. And just like in Georgia, I think it was, Georgia and North Carolina, where they were fighting to keep, Democrats were fighting to keep this Confederate flag over the Capitol, and then as soon as the state house or whatever, and as soon as Republicans supported it, they flip-flopped, and they know we got to take it down, it's racist and all this crap, the same people that wanted it up. I just feel like they're wanting you to look to the left while they're stealing from you from the right. That's what I truly think. Like, I feel like I just have this feeling that they figured out how Hillary lost in 2016 when they rigged the election, and they've fixed the problem. Could be wrong, but I mean, they did find how many hundreds of thousands of driver's licenses from China that had, that when they looked up the names and stuff, they were registered to vote. Those fake IDs. That's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at, folks. I hope I'm wrong, but I just feel like I got to get into this, man. Joe Biden promises a fresh start after 48 years. Borrows Peter Buttigieg's slogan. Wow. Yeah, Buttigieg is like, South Bend is bad. I wouldn't live there. But it's just funny. It's sad. It's scary. This ad is so bad because it's like Donald J. Trump failed. Donald J. Trump is at these debates and at these rallies and everything going, we, us, not me, us. Look at what we have accomplished. We have the lowest unemployment rate. We have this. We have that. It's never, I did this. I did that. Trump didn't. Biden and Nancy Pelosi and all these were the same people. A fresh start. Biden, you haven't done anything in 48 years. It just makes your blood boil. Really? The person that was calling Trump a xenophobe for banning travel from Italy and Spain and China because they were hotspots, now he's saying he didn't do enough. New York, that forced COVID-19 patients into nursing homes instead of to the mobile mass units, those giant ships they had that were mobile hospitals practically had no one use them. But everyone was forced to go to nursing homes. That's Trump's fault? Really? Wow. I wish DuckTape can fix stupid, because anyone that believes this freaking ad, but it's these people that don't know anything that when you talk to them, yeah, I can show you all kinds of videos where Nancy Pelosi is talking about shoving a wall down her throat up until the point that Donald J. Trump wanted a wall. When he became president and said, we're going to build a wall, he should have been against the wall 1,000,000%, because then they would have been for the wall 1,000,000%. He's going to fix stuff? Really? Biden don't care about you. Biden cares about families of his own, making sure that they're taken care of. Biden don't care about nobody but his own. So how is Joe Biden going to lower the cost of prescription drugs? Trump's already done that. Trump's already forced a thing that says, okay, you have accountability now. Now you can see what drug costs. Now they have to show their prices. the prescription drug costs are going down. How is Biden going to make them go down further? Oh my God, Trump has brought out the worst in America? Really? Wow. Isn't it funny how it's the liberals, like when Charlie Kirk goes out. If you haven't seen him, he's the guy that goes, okay, global warming's fake, prove me wrong. And he has those memes. Well, he actually goes to colleges and does stuff like this and has data to prove anyone that believes in climate change is lying, because here's facts, okay? Charlie Kirk will sit there calm as can be. I'm not even that calm on Xanax. Give me a benzo and I'll be on the floor, and he's calmer than that. And these people are like, I can't believe he's here. Where's the cops? I can't believe it. How can he be here? How can you let him back on this campus? They're losing their shite, okay? They're losing it. They're losing it worse than someone on a laxative. And he's like, it's amazing how these conservatives, 90% of them, and the ones that stand up are the ones that are like, okay, you're getting in my face. Now I'm having to step. You're stepping in my personal space. You're getting in my face. Now I have to do something. Now I have to stand up. You're gonna start getting in my face and threatening me? I have to do something. Sorry, if someone comes into my house unarmed with a knife, I'm going to shoot him in the leg. That's what Joe Biden said. No, if someone comes into my house and tries to attack my wife or me, I'm shooting at them, and I'm a pretty good shot. But here's my point: most conservatives out at these rallies are peaceful. It's just these idiot liberals that are going AWOL. Do you see me? We're not out there rioting and burning buildings and trashing America. Chocolate douche is what I call Mrs. Harris. I call it chocolate douche. The VP, the Biden's VP, chocolate douche. Okay, locking black people up left and right in California, and now she acts like she's I'm cool. It's amazing how she flip-flops her nationality depending on if she wants to be from Jamaica or from India, or she thinks she's African-American or whatever. A fresh start. Yeah, you've had 48 years of... See, Joe Biden is someone that if I was putting... Okay, let me see here. Yeah, okay, you've had 48 chances to get a restaurant up and going and you haven't done it. I'm not going to trust you franchising my business. What would make me think after 48 years that you're magically going to, oh, no, trust me. If you give me a month, this is my 100th business. It's got to work this time. I know it is. Yeah. Out of the 100 times you tried to start a business, 75 of them, you just took the money and didn't do anything and just lived your life. Oh, but it's okay. It's okay, folks. New York man is shot dead while walking a dog as shooting surges continue in New York. But that's okay. That's Trump's fault. All this Black Lives Matter is Trump's fault. Antifa is Trump's fault. The division that started with Barack Obama when he talked about a shooting that happened in Baltimore. I wasn't there. I don't know anything, but I mean, I don't know how much race played a part in it, but the cops were stupid. He wasn't there. He didn't know anything, but magically cops are stupid. He wasn't there. The guy tried to get into his house and he couldn't get in. He was locked out or whatever, and the neighbors said he was breaking in, so the neighbors called the cops. I love how they try to blame everything on Trump. Like look at Baltimore. Look at, that's Trump's fault. What, 53 years of Democrat policies and it's a crap hole and you're going to blame Trump? South Chicago, where there's no Tea Party conservative Republicans within 75 miles, but that's all Trump's fault, whatever. I guess I can't wait till they try to blame not being able to go to church on Donald J. Trump. Because Democrats are doing that. They're trying to keep you from going to church. I want to move on because they're rolling papers now and blunt wraps may harbor heavy metals and pesticides. This is from leafy.com. This is a new article. Blunt and joint rollers around the world may want to consider spending a little extra to get high-quality paper from now on. New research shows that significant amounts of paper and blunt wraps are likely tainted with heavy metals and pesticides. I'm going to see if it lists. The licensed by the state Bureau of Cannabis Control, SC Labs tested 70 rolling papers, 25 pre-rolled cones, and 20 wraps, and 3 cellulose-based wrapping papers. 91 of the 101 samples detected levels of cadmium, lead, arsenic, and mercury. Wow. Like the pineapple zigzag cigar cones and the blueberry ones, they have cadmium, arsenic. Wow, there's ones that have lead. Hubba Bubba high hemp wraps. Chlorophyllius. None of them that I use, so that I can see, whenever I get CBD flower, because I've heard that they've had like vape cartridges that had all kinds of stuff in them. Like I've heard of vape cartridges that were like loaded with like pesticides and stuff because they didn't like flush the plants. So, I'm going to see if they have, like, a whole list, because it just gives a couple, and then there has to be more, so, but yeah, it's just scary. Just be careful, man. You have to just get a high-quality bowl if you're going to do CBD flower, if you live where you can get cannabis and you can actually use it. Just be careful, man. If you have to, learn how to know where you get your cannabis from and learn how it's, and make your own vape oil. Make your own tincture. Whew. Wow, got about 10 minutes left, about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Manchester United. Oh, I was watching the end of the England and Denmark game. It's like two Jose Mourinho teams parking the bus. It was awful. I mean, they're like both had like only like a handful of chances, like legitimate chances. I mean, Harry Kane had a chance to win it near the end, but it's like, dude, you don't have a number 10. The manager for England is just bad. I mean, they got some decent, and that's what's fun to watch is like you have some of these like crappy teams. But then they got Lionel Messi, or they got, like, Portugal has Cristiano Ronaldo. It's like, it's kind of like taking, like, a championship side and playing on the championship side, and then you got Ronaldo, you know, like, it's just funny just to see how, because some of these teams are, like, so, like, bad, but then they got that one great player that's, you know, I mean, Jordan Pickford. It's not the greatest, but hey, better than me. I would say if I was to get behind the goal, he would out because I played goal, and he'd outdone me. But it's one of those things. But it's like Manchester United, because I don't know what to make of all this, because there's we got Donny van de Beek, the Don, and I don't know what to make of it, because there's talk like Sancho is coming, like intimate. Then you hear talk of like, and then I get these vibes from people like, okay, that's Donny van de Beek, he's coming, great. We got him. Then you hear one report like Sanchez, like from United, that like, hey, it's not going to be business as usual. We're not going to spend money. When everyone else is spending money, we're not going to. And you don't know what to, I don't know what to make of it, because it's like one minute you feel like, oh, we're going to do these deals. Like, I was understanding like, okay, James Angel is done. Everything's agreed upon, deal. And then you get these vibes like, nah, well, technically, technically, smectically, either we're getting Sancho or we're not. Make up your mind. Because, like, one report says, oh, we're one step away from getting them. Then another report's like, well, guess what, folks? There's talk that we might not even go anywhere. It might not even happen. So who knows? So I don't know what to make of it, because it's like, are we going to get them or are we not going to get them? Are we going to spend money or are we not going to spend money? So it's cool, because they can't walk away from Jadon Sancho, and there's tons of news that he's coming. Regulon, there's a Real Madrid outlet, AS, I think it is, or SA or AS. I apologize if I'm wrong, but that Regulon is it was between us and him, and they're basically out of the race, and United has put a bid in, and they're accepting it, and it hasn't been announced yet. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think if we can get Regulon and we can get Sancho, this has been a bigger transfer window than I expected. I expected we might get Sancho. I figured when we got Donny van de Beek, okay, if we get the Don, I'm assuming that's the only guy we're going to get. We're not getting anyone else. So I didn't – if we get somebody else, okay. But I didn't know if we would or not. And so it's one of those things that – I don't know. I'm just excited for the season. You know, I've got my fantasy team picked out. I did that one year, and they're like, yeah, this person's injured. And I'm like, okay. And like, I had like people on the bench that were injured. I'm like, okay, well, I can't put him in because he's, and like, and I only had like a certain number of transfer. I'm like, I had to use, like, do you want to use this now, this early in the season? I'm like, because, like, I used to do, when I was in the NASCAR, they did fantasy NASCAR, and one wreck took out, like, five of my six drivers. And I got so mad, and I finished this in the race. Well, man, I thought you, like, dude, five of my six drivers were taken out in an eighth-lap wreck in Talladega on my fantasy team. I'm done. I was done. And I had, like, I did a fantasy football. I'm like, okay, I got two players on the pitch and one in my bench that are injured, that are out, that are not playing. So I'm not getting points for him. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, well, how can I put someone on the pitch? How do I take two players off? And I'm trying that trade, and it was a disaster. And you can have that. I mean, you can sit there and like, okay, I'm taking this guy. And to me, it's a lot of luck. I really think it is. Because I know a guy that picked – he had this dude on his team, and with NASCAR, he won the Daytona 500, and he was like, then he hadn't changed it, and he just got the luck of the draw because of the, like, three players he picked did very well in Daytona, and they just, like, you know, and it's like, so my fantasy team went, okay. But it's one of those things that I think it's going to be a great season. I think there's a lot of dealing going on, so I think it's going to be neat to see what happens and moving forward. I'm excited. I just want to get us back to winning ways. You know, Liverpool won the title, and that's not acceptable. No, We didn't go from Alex Ferguson, who said, I'm going to take Arsenal off their pretty little pedestal, to turn it around and find out that, hey, guess what, folks? I think Ollie's put on the heat and said, hey, you know, like, because there's reports, and he said, get this Sancho deal done. I would respect him if he came out and said, hey, because I think you look at Van Gaal and you look at Mourinho and they're kind of like, hey, I wanted some of these players and they wouldn't give me what I wanted. And something tells me like, well, I don't know. We need to get some of the deadwood gone. I see some positive with Ollie, but we got to get some things going and moving. So it's going to be interesting. I think he's going to turn the club around. You know, the England squad has to do something. They're horrible. But I think it's going to be interesting. I honestly, if we can get Jadon Sancho and we can get Reguilon, I can see us getting in the top three. Not winning. 90 seconds left in the program. Not winning, but I think we can get in the top three. Realistically, I think we can get third. I hope this is a great season. I don't care if we win. I want to win for sure, but I don't want to. I'm tired of these last couple of seasons where all they have to do is Liverpool wins this game and the title is theirs and it's like in February. I want it to go down the goal differentials in the last game where it's exciting. Where it doesn't matter which team. I mean, you want to watch because, okay, you know, if City get 3 points, they win this title. But if they don't, that's excitement. Okay, folks, it's January, and all Man City has to do is win this game, and they've won the title. Yep, Manchester United's in second place, but they're 30 points behind. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I think I still think we'll get Jadon Sancho and possibly Reguilon. We'll just have to wait and see. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night all, and God bless you.